Shalom, everybody. Our parsha begins with Yaakov being forced to run away from home because of death threats he received from his brother Esav. And on the way, Yaakov stops, he rests, and has a vision of angels and of Hashem's promises of security and support. Immediately after that, he wakes up, and when he wakes up from his dream and from his vision, the Torah tells us, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav Vayelech Arza V'nei Kedem. Yaakov headed towards the land of the people of the east. But what does the Torah mean to convey by the interesting wording in this pasuk? What does Vayisa Yaakov Raglav mean? These words literally mean, and Yaakov picked up his legs. What does that mean? Why didn't the Torah simply write, Vayelech Yaakov Arza V'nei Kedem? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains, based on the Medrash, that the strange wording highlights how excited and how assured Yaakov was after receiving Hashem's promise of protection and abundance in Yaakov's dream. And once Yaakov heard of Hashem's Hashkacha, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, his heart lifted up his feet and he walked quickly and easily. Yaakov lifted up his legs quickly, briskly, confidently, once he received Hashem's promise that he would be protected. That is Rashi. The Orach Chaim, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, explains that the enigmatic wording points to how poor Yaakov was. Usually when people travel, especially on long journeys, and especially in those days, they pick up everything they have and they move forward. Their animals, their belongings, their food, their supplies, they are all moved with the traveler. But Yaakov, all he had was himself. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, he only had to lift up his legs and move, nothing else. In the future, things would be different for Yaakov. He will be wealthy and he'll be powerful and he will move his entire estate back to Eretz Canaan. But at this point, all Yaakov could muster was Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. That's the Orach Chaim. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Harambam, the Rambam's son, who died in 1237, wrote a number of Sfarim, including a commentary on the Chumash. And in that Sefer, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Harambam says the following. If you look at a person who is walking, it looks externally as though his or her legs are carrying them. The legs are in charge, so to speak, and that is actually often the case. However, with regard to Yaakov Avinu, such was not the case. For him, it was the opposite. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He carried his legs. He decided when he would go. He decided where his legs would take him. A tzaddik like Yaakov is in complete control of his or her body, and not the other way around. Very often we are controlled by our bodies and by what our bodies need or what we think our bodies need. But with tzaddikim, it is the opposite. They control their bodies. It's Vayisa Yaakov Raglav and not Vayisa Raglav is Yaakov. And this indeed seems to be a theme throughout our parsha. We see time and time again Yaakov being in control of his body and not the other way around. For example, remember the Rashi in the beginning of the parsha. Yaakov didn't sleep in a fixed way for 14 years while learning in the yeshiva of Shem and Aver. Or another example that comes later in the parsha. Yaakov worked for Lavan for 7 years so that he could marry who he thought would be Rachel. And the Torah says that those 7 years seemed like only a few days because he loved her so much. And all of this, in turn, is part of an idea mentioned in the Medrash in a number of places. Rishayim birshus libam. Evil people are at the beck and call of their hearts. Tzadikim, on the other hand, are different. Tzadikim libam birshusam. Tzadikim are in control of their hearts, not the other way around. And such is the case with Yaakov. Yaakov was about to spend a lot of time away from yeshiva, a lot of time away from his family, a lot of time away from the Ohel Shel Torah that he lived in for so long. And the Torah tells us here, before anything else, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, Yaakov was in control of his body and not vice versa. And the message is clear. Part of our Avodas Hashem is to be sure that we are in control of our bodies and not the other way around. The job for us is to become like those tzaddikim where libam birshusam and not chas v'shalom where they are birshus libam. Have an amazing day, everyone.